You know, it feels like the conversation around cryptocurrency is finally shifting gears. We aren't talking about price charts and speculation anymore. We're talking about how this actually fits into our daily lives.
That shift is exactly what we've been waiting for. And honestly, Switzerland just hit a major milestone in that evolution. Consumers there can now use the Cardano network to buy groceries at physical retail locations.
That is incredible. Specifically, Spar, the giant supermarket chain operating across Europe, has officially enabled payments using the ADA token.
It's quite the rollout, actually. They've covered 137 stores throughout Switzerland. Everyday shoppers can now tap their Cardano wallets at the checkout, just like they would with a credit card or cash.
I love that it feels so normal now. This isn't just a tech update. It's a massive step for broader acceptance of blockchain inside traditional retail sectors.
It really is validation. When giants like Spar integrate crypto payments, it tells the average consumer that this asset class is here to stay and is safe to use.
I used to think crypto was just an investment vehicle for traders, not something you could use to buy milk or eggs.
That's the key gap they are bridging right now. By accepting ADA, Spar is aligning fintech reputation with everyday utility, which fits perfectly with Switzerland's ambition to be a global hub for digital assets.
And it makes sense given the Swiss government has always fostered a regulatory environment that encourages innovation while keeping a watchful eye on things.
Right. This expansion shows that policy isn't just talk. The infrastructure is operational, stable, and ready for mass adoption.
Did you know Cardano was chosen specifically because of its security? I always thought that was a huge plus.
Merchants often worry about volatility or slow settlement times. That is where Cardano really shines. The Arabaros proof of stake protocol ensures a secure ledger, protecting everyone from fraud.
Plus the speed. Transactions are processed quickly enough for instant confirmation at the checkout counter.
And the fees are generally lower than traditional banking networks or other blockchains. That makes it financially viable for small value purchases like groceries.
Those technical attributes allow the network to handle that high volume across 137 stores without any lag.
The implications go far beyond just one retailer, though. This serves as a beacon for other industries to follow.
It challenges that old narrative that digital currencies are only for tech enthusiasts or traders in specific markets.
Exactly. When you bring crypto into a grocery store setting, the technology becomes invisible to the user. It simply works.
This move really encourages financial literacy among the public. There is so much stigma around wallets right now.
Lowering that barrier is huge. When customers realize they can use their private keys to buy essentials, they see the value of self-custody firsthand.
It demystifies the process and encourages more people to explore those benefits.
Ultimately, Spar's decision to accept Cardano payments is a testament to how much the crypto ecosystem has matured.
I think it shows a beautiful shift from hype into practical application.
As more Swiss stores adopt similar solutions, the country will continue to solidify its position as a leader in digital finance.
For users holding ADA, this offers an exciting new way to utilize their assets in real-world scenarios. It really marks a definitive step toward widespread adoption, where digital assets function seamlessly within traditional commerce.